This goes to Dr. Gunnell, G-U-N-N, like November, E-L-L. Fax 989-802-5029 regarding Marcia Simpson, S-I-M-P-S-O-N, date of birth 3/24/1954. Dear Dr. Gunnell, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Simpson with an unrelated renal transplant in October of 2024 and hypertension. And prior to the transplant, she suffered from hemolytic uremic syndrome, atypical type. She has had a great deal of weight loss over the last 7 months. Her last visit was 11/6 of 24. About 24 pounds. And she developed a severe unrelenting cough that started about 1 to 2 months ago. And she had a chest x-ray that was negative, but she did cough so bad that she had now has severe low back pain. She had a CAT scan of the lumbar spine without contrast that shows multiple levels of severe disc degeneration, spinal stenosis, and other very bad problems in the low back. She will be having CAT scan of her chest and a pulmonary exam because of this chronic cough. And also, she's going to be seen and evaluated by her cardiologist, Dr. Alkeek. She also did have low oxygen levels per SaO2, and she does have home oxygen currently. She remains very fatigued, she reports. No current chest pain or palpitations. The dyspnea is quite remarkable, and she's really not able to do much of anything. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear. She makes adequate amounts of urine. No cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. And no current edema. Medications. I want to highlight the Lasix 20 milligram daily. Prednisone is 5 milligram daily. And Varsis is 0.75 milligram. 1.75 milligram daily, actually. Metoprolol, 25 milligram twice a day. Lipitor, vitamin D. Imodium, if needed, for diarrhea. Lantus insulin, 36 units at bedtime. Mycophenolate is 360 milligram twice, two tablets twice a day. For the back pain, she's taking Norco 5/325 every 8 hours as needed for pain. Baclofen is 10 milligram once daily as needed. And lidocaine patches, 5%. She is using those daily, and those have been helping. Physical exam, weight is 192 pounds and blood pressure 121 over 63. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 2nd of 2025. Creatinine is 0.99 with estimated GFR greater than 60. Calcium 10.2, sodium 140, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 21, albumin 4.5, phosphorus 3.6, hemoglobin 12.5, normal white count, normal platelets, urinalysis negative for blood and trace of protein, and the Tacro level was 6.3, and recommended dose at this current stage of transplant is 5 to 10. Assessment and plan, 1, hypertension is well controlled, 2, history of live donor renal transplant in 2014 for hemolytic uremic syndrome, atypical type, currently doing very well, and 3, severe dyspnea and weakness recently, and being worked up for pulmonary etiology versus cardiology etiology. And also she's had a great deal of weight loss over the last 7 months, which is concerning. And the severe back pain also is of great concern. The patient will continue to have labs every 3 months, and she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.